This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for March 25th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with this story from Suzanne Cosgrove, Eurex Derivatives Forum. Fixed income looks for a recipe for ESG. Sustainable investments are new by most measures. This is especially true in the fixed income sector, where ESG products are in their infancy and clients tend to be more conservative investors, according to members of a panel who addressed the issue on Wednesday at the Eurex Derivatives Forum. Live streamed from Frankfurt, the discussion had a decidedly European flavor. The EU has imposed deadlines to reach sustainability goals, and many firms are struggling to become compliant with ESG principles. Quote, ESG is on everybody's mind, unquote, said Lee Bartholomew, head of fixed income product research and development at Eurex. It comes up at every meeting, he said. To read the rest of this story, you can find it on johnlothiannews.com. Here are the comments and stories from the hits and takes section of today's JLN. The Financial Times has a nice little video about the GameStop story. The title is GameStop's Wild Ride, How Redditors Took on Wall Street. It's worth a look. There's a link in today's newsletter. The CME is reporting that increased customer interest and participation in E-mini S&P 500 ESG futures resulted in two records during last week's roll. Average daily volume reached 7.2 thousand contracts on March 16th, and open interest saw a high of 11,800 contracts on March 17th. Gary DeWall shared this important message on LinkedIn. Fully vaccinated now, as everyone should be as soon as possible. This is not a political statement any more than wearing a mask is. It's just common sense and not burdensome. We need to protect ourselves as well as our families, friends, and strangers, and get our economy and schools humming again. Vaccine plus masks do that. Don't make this an issue because it's not. Do what's right because it's right. Mark Dowd of Forefront Communications had a great comment on LinkedIn about the CBOE deal. He said, today officially marks the end of an era as CBOE announced it will acquire the last two remaining Chi-X businesses, one in Japan and one in Australia. Much credit is due to Tony McKay, Peter Randall, Hirander Misra for their massive early success in Europe, Ty Cohen, Matt Trudeau, Dan Kessos, Brendan F. Doran, John Fildes, and many others for the roles in building the franchise globally, and countless unsung other folks on the pre- and post-Nomura InstaNet team, especially John Fay, whose contributions were never fully recognized for providing the critical support needed for the business to flourish, especially during the early years. Quite a 16-year run for the brand, which was responsible for bringing a tremendous amount of value to investors globally. Did you catch the release from ICE titled ICE Futures Europe LIBOR Transition Fallback Proposals? You can find a link for it in today's newsletter. We've had no new donations to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign. For some of you who have not given but would like to, here's an idea. Would you list an amount that you will match donations to for the campaign? Whether you'd be willing to give $1,000 or $10,000 or more, list a number you'd be willing to match and help encourage others to give. One way or another, I ask you to support our efforts to preserve industry history by giving to our GoFundMe campaign. Suzanne Cosgrove reports Laura Morrison, Global Head of Listings at CBOE Global Markets, hosts a panel of equity market pros today at 10 a.m., exchanging perspectives, seeing the markets through the eyes of industry leaders. Kathy Wood, Jan Van Eck, and Kevin O'Leary are slated to be on the panel. Register with a link in today's newsletter or look for the playback. Here's some more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. We have the spread video. Normally it should be on Monday, but it was in yesterday's newsletter. This week on the spread, FIA hosts a virtual version of Boca. Bill Brodsky and Steven Sears start in an options-focused asset management firm and more. You can find a link for it in today's newsletter. Here is a press release from the CBOE. CBO appoints Brian Harkins as president of BIDS Trading, announces planned retirement of Tim Mahoney. CBOE Global Markets Inc., a market operator and global trading solutions provider, today announced the planned retirements of Tim Mahoney, president of BIDS Trading, from the company. Brian Harkins, Executive Vice President and Head of Markets at CBOE Global Markets, has been appointed his successor and will assume the role of President of BIDS Trading effective immediately. My comment, this harkens to bigger and better things for BIDS Trading. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Bank of England unveils 50-pound note featuring Alan Turing. UK's highest value banknote completes a shift to polymer. Note features World War II codebreaker and computing pioneer. The Bank of England unveiled the design of its new 50-pound banknote honoring World War II codebreaker Alan Turing, completing what it called its most secure set of money notes yet. My comment, there's a secret code on each 50-pound note. Can you break it? Here's a story from the Financial Times. UK bank fraud hits new record. £479 million lost to sophisticated scams exploiting people's pandemic anxieties. Online fraudsters have capitalized on the pandemic using fake texts about COVID-19 vaccines, lockdown fines, and missed parcel deliveries to scam UK consumers out of a record £479 million last year. There was a 5% annual rise in money loss to authorized fraud, where customers unwittingly sanction payments to criminals, according to data released by the UK Finance, the banking industry body. Your grandma is not the only one who falls prey to scams, is my comment. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Toilet paper is likely next victim of world's container crisis. CEO of largest pulp exporter, Suzano, warns of export delays. Container squeeze is spilling over into breakout bulk shipping. The world doesn't really need more toilet paper problems. But unfortunately, the biggest producer of wood pulp, the raw material for products including bath tissue, is warning that the global crunch in shipping containers could start creating supply snags. Toilet paper is currently stopped up in the Suez Canal. All right, here are your top three most read stories from Wednesday's JLN. The most read story on Wednesday was Bloomberg's opinion piece. We must start planning for a permanent pandemic. That was our lead story yesterday. The second most popular story was industry news from the trade. TP ICAP completes $700 million Liquidnet acquisition. And third was from CME Group, news that BrokerTec launches first ever U.S. Treasury benchmark spread trading capacity. Here are your MarketsWiki statistics of the day. The site has 201,916,131 pages viewed, with 25,521 pages on the site. There have been 231,140 edits. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian Newsletters email subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.